Dan and Randy and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, it's time for Dumb People Town! Maybe we start a new tradition, I don't know. Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
I am here.
He's our co-pilot, just like Jesus might be your co-pilot. Let us take the wheel. Let us take the wheel, or give it up. We give it up to this guy who's on our show, a friend of ours for many, many years, back since New York, one of the best comedians and improvisers we know, Andy Daly.
Hello,
it's great
Andy
to be
Daly.
Here.
How are you?
I'm in loving review.
Thank you. If you are not watching review, I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
You need to be reviewed by Andy's character.
There's only three episodes this season. Go watch it on Comedy Central's website and laugh your ass off.
We are trying to figure out the combination of the things that the character has that make it great in every situation. It's a gigantic blind spot. It's a willingness to try anything.
Yeah.
It's a confidence to make him think that he's right, and yet a total naivete and innocence towards the world.
Right. He is incredibly optimistic. That's the weirdest thing about him. Things go horribly every single time.
He's not a cynic.
Yeah, right.
He is a critic.
And sometimes he's concerned about the gravity of this request, but a lot of the time he's just like, okay, well, I see no reason this shouldn't turn out fine.
Right, and I love how...
Even though none of them have ever turned out fine.
And every single thing feels like the person who's giving it the either the text or the tweet or the video thing seems like they're fucking with you.
Yeah.
Yet you're like, I got to take it seriously.
It's just a world full of assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it in season one? Was it that you had to go through a divorce?
Yeah, that was our third episode.
Yeah, the scene in the kitchen with your wife. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hey,
like,
the funnest thing about that scene is that he can't give her a reason.
Right. I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, so you're going to do this to our kid.
Yeah.
You're going to do this.
He can't just say, I'm just doing it for the show.
Right.
No. He's got to do it for
it would skew the experiment.
It would skew the experiment. Yeah. And then that comes back later in a later episode.
Yeah.
It comes back to like burn you when you come back to the door. And by the way, she's so good. She's St. Clair. Oh, my God.
She's amazing.
Ridiculously great.
So good.
So you have great people on the show, and the show is great. You have a little mini kind of three-episode thing happening now that you can people watch it on ComedyCentral.com?
Yeah, you can. I think it may even be in front of the authentication wall, but don't quote me on that. I don't know how that whole thing works.
Don't quote him. Well, I love how
it's on demand somewhere. I don't know.
So do that if you want to support great and funny comedy, and you are the perfect, your skills blend perfectly for what we're about to do here on this show.
Delighted.
We get great stories.
Finally, my skills blend perfectly to something.
Well, we described it.
Because they don't do it anywhere else.
Yeah, no, it's never happened.
Not in parenting, not in comedy.
For sure.
Not in life. No, I've met your kids and they're lovely.
Yeah, but this show, as we described to you, was like the inner writer's room and in Hollywood when you get all the writers get together before they actually sit down.
You can't just sit down immediately at 9 a.m. and start writing.
Never.
No one has ever done that.
Never.
Something's broken if that happens.
I remember my first writer's room, I realized very quickly that from 9...
Till noon.
Till
lunch.
I was very good at supporting other people's ideas and taking notes. Then 2 to like 7, that's my...
interesting.
That's my time.
That's a sweet spot.
I would just roll up and be like, whatever you guys think is funny right now, I'll just follow along with because I can't think on my own.
Or you just all sit around and watch what you were saying in the review... writer's room, just videos of drunk Orson Welles.
We would just watch that drunk Orson Welles doing the wine commercials again and again. And it would be like, we'd need it as like a shot. We'd need a shot of that from time to time.
Ernest and Julio.
We know a vineyard in California. Well, what is the first thing he said? Because there's one where he's practically asleep.
He goes,
they do the sticks and he's not ready for it. He goes,
the grapes.
Like he buys himself a little time with a big
It's so funny, but you can't stop watching it. And we're talking about the poor actors who have to act with him in that commercial,
who are trying to support
hold it
him
together
in every way possible. And they're probably so psyched, hey, we get to act with Orson Welles.
They probably told everyone they knew
The staging of it is weird, too, because he's sitting down and they're standing, which just accentuates the fact that he can't stand.
Right.
Why not put them, why not sit them with him, you know? It's so awkward. And one of them's got the job. It's a piece of business. He's got to pour a glass once they start.
Yes.
So it's a nightmare because every single time they start, he fucks it up because he's too drunk.
And that's
he's
right.
He's got to do this pour piece of business.
Yeah, it's so great every
and
time.
Points for straight faces on those two actors.
Amazing.
I heard a story, by the way, a quick story about Orson Welles.
Yes, please.
He was directing a commercial. And call time was like 8 a.m. It's 8:15, 8:30. He's not there. 8:45. Let's call him. They reach him up in Santa Barbara. The commercial is shooting down in L.A. He's up in Santa Barbara. It's like 2 hours away. He's like, is that today? Well, then, all right. Well, I'll head right down. And they're like, okay, well, we'll just tell the crew to cool it for a couple hours. You'll be down in 2 hours. He's like, yes, please. And so now it's 10:30, 11. 11:15. Let's just give him a call. They reach him in Santa Barbara. He hasn't moved. And the person on the phone says, well, Orson, what should I tell the crew? And he goes, tell them action.
I mean, that's when you're good.
Yeah.
Like, when you're that good, you just are given jobs that you can fuck up and just still do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Unreal.
Yep.
All right, we've got great stories. Let's jump into one.
Yeah, this is good. It's long,
good.
But it's worth it.
Oh, great.
This was sent in by Jonathan Wall at John_CW_Wall.
Can you do two underscores in one thing?
He did it.
I don't think he can underscore it enough.
Point guard for the Washington Wizards.
John Wall.
He tweeted at Daniel Van Kirk, which is me.
Oh.
So that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hashtagged it Dumb People Town, which everybody can do. All right, here we go.
Yep.
A Newfoundland and Labrador man. Can he be two?
Is one the Labrador?
I don't know.
He's from Newfoundland.
It says
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland and Labrador man.
I thought it was a guy who just identified with those two breeds of dogs.
I'm a Newfoundland man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Labrador man myself. You know what? I'm both. I can't choose anymore.
I'm
tired of being asked to choose.
Yeah.
It's interesting that those are both places, and this guy's from both of those places, and they're both dogs.
They are both
You've
dogs.
Hooked me.
I know. I'm from Poodle Canada.
In Shitsuville. All right. A Newfoundland and Labrador man has been charged with practicing without a medical license. After a woman, this is going to take a hard left. Wherever you think it's going, I promise you, it's going to take a hard left.
What did he do to her?
Reported him to police.
Oh God!
Saying he asked her inappropriate questions about her son's penis and suggested he could perform circumcisions in his rural home.
No.
What?
Oh.
Isn't this a brisk?
I will tell
you. Why is the woman still listening to him?
Oh, that sentence is what I said to myself three times in the course of this story. That you will say to yourself, at a certain point, it's on her for still being within audible range.
Get out.
Yeah.
He presented himself as a doctor. And no?
He just wanted to let her know.
Can I ask you one more inappropriate question about your
son's... Okay, but then I really have to go.
Card ride.
Then I promise I'm leaving after this one.
You will hear the wheels peeling out.
I thought you were going to say, because I saw a little news story about a doctor that was injecting cement into women's asses.
But, butts that picture
bigger.
Was great.
Cement.
That's not going to do what you want it to do.
No.
Because the song wasn't
unless
I like
you
hard
want
butts and I cannot lie. It was I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I just love that he couldn't lie. As much as Sir Mix-a-Lot wanted to lie, that's all he wanted to do was to tell you, I like small butts. He can't.
Right. No, he can't do it. He just can't do
cannot
it.
Do
it's
it.
Not
he
in him to lie. Yeah. Commendable.
Gentlemen, how are you? I noticed you were in conversation. I apologize for interrupting. First, I'd like to ask the three of you, can I talk to you about your children's penises?
Whoa!
Now hang on. Now let's hear him out.
Have you ever said to yourself, that could look better?
No, never.
Well, once or twice, I suppose.
That's inappropriate.
You guys are bailing quickly.
Andy is right on.
Keep an open mind, gentlemen. Keep an open mind.
Where are you
going
to perform whatever
surgery? It's his character from Review. Like,
my uncle always said, hear out a man's pitch.
You don't have to. The worst you could do is say no.
Right.
If I told you I have three timeshares.
No.
Carbonier resident. Not sure if that's a breed of dog.
Probably is.
This is the man. Some people they choose their life. Mm-hmm. Some are born for it.
Their life chose that.
This is the man. Carbonier resident, Josh, Chubbs.
Josh Chubbs.
Josh Chubbs, working on them dicks.
Yeah.
23 years old, was charged on February 20th under the Medical Act after a mother, whom CBC News has agreed not to identify. They all came to an agreement on
They're
that
like,
one.
This mm-hmm. would not be good for
so
her.
23, so you must have really raced through medical school at age 23.
He duked it.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. They called police to report that he had written to her last December, in my mind so far, it's pen to paper. He wrote her a
handwritten
letter.
No, yeah, he wrote her.
Snail mail.
Wait a minute.
Snail mail.
So this guy, Chubbs. 23-year-old Chubbs.
Yep.
He's from three different cities now in Canada.
According to this.
All right.
Yes.
I got a real problem with that.
I feel like his nickname should tell you a lot. I feel like his nickname should be Sticky.
I feel like, Jeff Sticky based off Chubbs. His various locations, he speaks on the exhale and says things like, I don't really like to live in one spot for too long.
What does that mean?
I'll just write you a letter about it.
You can take that how you want it.
I'm not going to go see a Dr. Chubbs,
no,
by the way.
No, me either.
Even if
certainly not
one.
Send my son there.
No. He wrote her a letter. It started with a letter?
Well, I assume it's a letter. It was probably Facebook Messenger. Actually, it says here it was. He wrote her last December after she made a routine post on Facebook that
routine
mentioned
post.
Her children.
Sure.
Mentioned them.
Yeah.
The mother.
Two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Their mother, who lives in Conception Bay North, for those following along, we are on our fourth location in this story.
Conception
They're all
bay.
Weird.
Conception Bay.
Conception Bay. Bay.
Just in this bay.
Every child
is where the children
will
are conceived.
Be conceived. Sex Bay.
Are we going to be doing a water birth? Well, we are in Conception Bay.
You go down there and lay down on the beach, you'll get pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get you good down there.
Get down there.
Yeah.
That's made up of half sperm. You just swim in there and they'll
flow right in.
Sperms live in that bay for up to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Something about the right pH levels, you know.
It'll impregnate you.
They were going to call it Petri Dish Bay, but they didn't think that would be too good.
I don't call it Little Swimmers.
Little Swimmer Bay. Yeah. They thought about that. Yep.
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 We just say yep. For
yep.
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 Conception Bay.
The mother who lives in Conception Bay North area said Chubbs wrote to her to inquire whether her son, who is under 10, was having any issues with his genitals, such as infections that might require a medical procedure, like a circumcision, or a, can anyone in the world tell me what this is, frenulectomy?
A frenulectomy.
FRENULECTOM.
I feel I've heard the word frenulum.
Frenulectomy.
Don't know it.
And so it is the removal
of
your
tissue around the head of the penis, which would just be a circumcision.
I guess.
Yeah.
Quote, this is what she told the CBC News, to say the conversation took a strange turn is a bit of an understatement.
Oh. It's already strange.
However,
when someone you don't know writes that to you about your son's genitals.
However, she did not leave the conversation.
Why?
Well, how did he find... I'm curious to know whether they were Facebook friends or not.
Maybe she just left her post public?
She left it public?
Yeah. Am I doing that?
For those of you who don't know, circumcision is
doing that
often performed a few days after birth before discharge from the hospital or specialized outpatient clinics. However, because it's considered cosmetic, the surgery cost of $300 to $500 isn't covered by most insurance plans.
That's right.
Now, look, I don't want to burn a bit. But I genuinely am going to ask you guys this question, and it's something I've been trying to work on stage. I don't care, because it's real life
now. Real life.
You have daughters, Randy, so we'll count you out
They're
for this, but you can also throw an opinion out there. Andy?
Yes.
One son, two
he
sons?
Has two daughters.
Two daughters.
So
right? Well, Andy, let's go for your opinion. Jason, step up to the plate. You've got
here.
The support of the room.
Ready.
When you have a kid, a boy, and they've got to be circumcised, you just... Now, you're Jewish, so you probably had a brisk, right?
Yeah.
You did a brisk.
What was the
brisk. No case.
Brisk. No
okay.
Brisk. You had a
they
lifted
do it briskly.
Brisk.
Yeah, they
a
do
brisk
it
You had a brisk.
Uh-huh.
In every form of plastic surgery, you sit down with a book. Here's was this woman's breast before. Here they are after. Mm-hmm. Here's her lips before. Mm-hmm. Here they are after. Do rabbis... Mm-hmm. Or doctors have a book letting you know this is how this dick turned out 20 years later.
No, they don't. No,
so what are you just going? I asked a friend of this who's
it's
Jewish
faith.
As well. Yes,
faith.
He goes, you know what? We heard that he had good jokes and he was fun and really good with the family.
The guy did have good jokes.
Has nothing to do with cutting your son's dick.
No.
But you don't care?
No. You just let it happen.
Right? Yeah, I think
putting
there's
a
just
lot
one
of faith.
Way to
it's
do
a
it,
lot
right?
Of faith.
No, I mean, no, no. Messed up penises from scar tissue, discoloration.
Really?
Yes. Oh. People can do bad jobs on dicks. Mm-hmm. But nobody's like...
My son is all right.
There was the whole story about the twins. This was a whole bit of ours.
Yeah, the whole bit about the twins.
Oh, yeah.
With the twins in Canada. One of them had a messed up circumcision, mutilated the genitalia. They had to... Well, then they said, well, let's raise him as a girl. They did.
Yes.
He knew deep down that he wasn't a girl. Then they fashioned a penis out of his inner thigh.
Then he took the hormones. He started to become a man. And we said, we totally both felt worse for his twin brother.
Because that twin brother can't complain about anything in front of that guy for the rest of his life.
Complaining about small things is part of what makes life great.
Oh, what's bothering you today, huh? What you got?
At the bank.
You were at the bank. You had to wait a long time. Was it as long as I had to wait for them to fashion a penis out of my inner thigh?
Not that long.
Was it that long?
Obviously, it was.
Were they out of pens at the bank?
They were out of pens.
I wouldn't know what that's like to not have the thing that goes in the thing.
In all honesty, I've thought about this. So you have a son. Birth. Hopefully everything goes well. Mom's fine. Baby's fine.
Healthy.
Everything's healthy, right?
Yes.
And then you just trust that the doctor is good at cutting, doing
You're
plastic surgery.
You're suggesting that you should say to the doctor, do you have a book full of photos of penises
Here
that you've
was
worked
the kid.
On?
I cut him 22 years later. Here's his penis
home.
Again.
You want to see a 22-year-old
I don't know, 18, 16, something. You probably at least need to be 19, right, to get consent.
But how can you verify that those were penises that he cut?
How can you verify that with the breast augmentation?
You can't.
You can't?
You just try, at least right now, literally, my mom had me. That's a whole other story. We both almost died. Uh-huh. But we all made it out, right? And then she just trusts that Dr. Hinderletter knew how to cut a dick?
Yeah.
There's Dr. no vetting process.
You remember the name of that doctor?
Oh, yeah.
He'll never forget.
Hinderletter.
Never forget. But yes, you are.
The letters.
We live in a social contract.
You picked a guy to do plastic surgery on your son based on his rapport with the group.
I mean, look. And getting the picture of the baby penis is not going to be difficult. A rabbi asking 22-year-old men to photograph their penises for a before.
Yes,
after.
What is it, Rabbi Chubbs? I'm tracking down some of my more memorable patients over the years.
I'm telling you, there's a cottage industry in here somewhere for somebody who wants to go, you know, I'll do right by your kid's penis.
Let me see one of them lookbooks.
Lookbooks, exactly.
One of them lookbooks. Let me check those color swatches. Color swatches?
Think about that,
man. Squatches. Color squatches.
I don't, Jay. You picked a guy to cut your kid based on jokes and availability.
It
just
worked
think about
out,
it.
Dan. It worked out,
know,
and everything's fine.
Okay,
but Dan is right.
But Dan is right.
Yeah,
the mother.
I am shocked that I did it, and thankfully I never have to do it again.
The mother described Chubbs as an acquaintance. Oh, so I guess maybe they were friends, and said she knew he had worked at Noel's funeral home. There's your qualification.
Oh,
she
you
said,
embalm dead
he's
people.
He's good with dead
so.
Tissue.
Knowles, maybe
he could be performing circumcisions on the corpses.
Yeah,
you never
practice.
Know.
Yeah,
she said he explained to her that he also had training in pediatric urology and could do surgical operations like circumcisions. She's still in this conversation with this guy.
Yeah.
According to Facebook messages seen by CBC News, Chubbs asked if her son had been circumcised and several other questions that she felt were inappropriate. Not inappropriate enough to leave.
No, right. She's still in the conversation.
Go on. Yeah. Quote, he said, I don't want you to think I was a creep. I am trained. That sentence never goes well. If you're telling someone,
is that
I don't
part
want
of
you to think I'm a creep, guess what they are?
Is that in the Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah, not that to be a creep.
Yeah, like
make it clear that you're not a creep.
I swear that I am not a creep.
Well, do no harm and make it clear you're not a creep. That would be great.
Yeah.
If your doctor before everything just goes, listen, I'm not a creep, but I do need you.
I do need you to strip down, take off all your pants, turn to the left and cough.
Now
they're required to say that as they're cupping your balls.
This is a Polaroid camera.
Wait, who are you? You played a doctor on a show too.
I played a show. A lot of doctors.
Silicon Valley. Yeah. That is you're
you
so
call
good.
It silicon.
You know what? I say silicon. That sounds right to me. But actually, the last time I was there, Mike Judge, because I had to say it in the script, and he was like, "Up there, they all call it Silicon Valley. It sounds crazy.
Silicon."
Awful.
So I'm Silicon wrong Valley. Calling it Silicone Valley.
Silicone Valley is not even one of the options.
It is in Dumb People Town.
Perfect. Perfect. You were great on that show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
As with everything.
Silicon Valley.
As after pressing Chubbs further, when she could have walked away.
Pressing Chubbs.
Pressing Chubbs is like...
That's the name of the movie.
That's the name of this episode, probably. That's probably the name of this episode.
I thought that was like the Canadian Chasing Amy.
Pressing Chubbs.
Pressing Chubbs.
You're pressing Chubbs, man. You're pressing Chubbs, man. I think that was said on the Exile. Or on the Exhale. Exile. You're pressing Chubbs, man. Let me tell you a story. I once had a chub. Anyway, I bailed. She said he went on to explain how he never finished his urology training because he fell into the funeral business. You know how that goes, guys.
Yeah, it's either or for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Which way are you going to go after this?
Do I finish medical school?
Pediatric urology or embalming people?
Why not? You know what, in his case? Sounds like a little of both.
Yeah. Both. Hey.
He can't be in one town. Can't be in one profession.
Why choose? If not me, who is what he says over and over again.
It's always crazy when the dumbest people get the most confidence.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
They should.
He told her he had that.
Are you talking about our press?
He told her he had training in pediatric urology and, quote, dealt with lots of boys who have had issues. Might want to follow with another
Still
not a creep line.
In the conversation.
Yep. Yep. And you called it from the beginning, Ran.
Dealt with lots of boys who've had issues after I dealt with them.
I gave not them
good.
Quote, not good.
Jesus.
I did finish my course, got all my papers. It's not legal. I am trained, he told her, and added, I just don't work for the hospital, which is why I don't broadcast, but it's legal. A lot of parental...
Wait a minute.
Why I don't broadcast?
This is what he said.
I'm fairly certain he said, it's not legal, yeah. A sentence before he said, it's legal.
Right. Yeah, I'll read it again. All the quote. I did finish my course, got all my papers. It's not legal. I am trained. I just don't work for the hospital, which is why I don't broadcast, but it's legal. That's all one sentence.
It's not legal. You said not legal.
But it's legal. That is the greatest.
It's like that Trump thing where he's like, look, I don't want to say, I'm not the one saying that. Right. I'm not saying it's fact. I'm just saying a lot of people are saying it.
It also sounds like he talked himself into it being legal in the course of this post. It's not
papers.
Legal. Yeah, but I'm trained.
That's why
I don't broadcast it. That's legal. You know what? It's legal.
It's legal. It's not legal. It is legal. Let's go to you, Phil. Chuck Lorre. That's a classic little clip.
In the messages, he claimed he had performed circumcisions for his adult friends on the side. That's always on the side. And that he had all his papers.
Which side?
I love that a guy from two towns with dog names has his papers.
Yeah.
He added he could do the procedure right in his home, which she described as little more than a cabin in the woods near the town of Freshwater.
So she's seen
for those
it.
Keeping
Another
a track
town.
At home.
Fifth
location.
Fifth town, Freshwater.
Yeah, and she's seen his place. Or do you think he sent photos? Here's
photos.
The office.
Look,
here's the office.
Just so you know, I'm not a creep.
Plenty it's of highlights magazines strewn about the place for the kids.
Yeah. He can read my manifesto while he's waiting.
I'm dealing with a boy right now.
Yep.
Dealing
he's,
with
he's on Bluetooth
with
talking
the boy with
to
issues.
Her.
Yeah. Let me unhook the boy.
At this point, she's still in this. At this point, I had Googled the length of time it takes to become a pediatric urologist, and he hasn't even been out of high school that long. That's assuming he finished.
That's what you said, Jay.
That's what I said.
So, quote, she says, quote, so I knew then that this was something that needed to be brought to a higher power's attention.
I'm glad
which
that
to me,
this
she
is
she just
the
started
point.
Praying about it.
Like, who's the higher so power? OJ?
Yeah, she just starts praying. The woman.
The second he says, does your son have something wrong with his penis? That's when you report it to a higher power.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right. Flag and remove.
Oh, it's right. Just because he's in a one-bedroom cabin?
Oh, that suddenly...
Ah, guys, there's too many red flags here.
Freshwater lake, excuse me?
Uh-oh.
I'm not going all the way out there.
Uh-oh. Have you ever known something untoward happen?
If you're her
near a
son,
saltwater lake.
Do you eventually get mad at your mom for going this far down the road with this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you
would
do.
Too.
I think
yeah, mom,
so,
yeah.
You do. Thanks for almost...
Not
me.
Protecting me.
The woman noted that the messages she received from Chubbs, I'm getting mixed signals from this Chubbs, were difficult to read because of the numerous spelling errors.
Yeah.
Oh, Chubbs.
He's working on medicine, not spelling.
Right. Yeah. According to the woman, Chubbs referred her to a mutual adult friend who had a frenulectomy, or circumcision, operation successfully done by Chubbs. So now he's providing references. Right. He has a lookbook.
Lookbook.
I got to find out about more about this guy.
Yeah.
If it's true,
here you
I'd
go.
Love it if it's true.
The
yes.
friend confirmed it and went on to say Chubb seemed professional and that there were no complications from the work.
Seemed professional to me. It's only my dick.
I don't know if somebody's willing to look out there in Dumb People Town, but if Chubbs has a Yelp page, we need to see it.
We need to see it.
What's his first name?
I got a pretty good circumcision from not Dr. Chubbs.
Not words Dr. you should Chubbs. Never hear about
Josh
your doctor.
Chubbs.
He seemed professional.
He seemed professional.
Yes. How was your doctor? He
you know what? Seemed professional.
Then get out.
The mom said that hearing that Chubbs had operated on an adult was disturbing enough, but for him to approach her about doing unlicensed surgery on her child was what finally drove her to contact police. There's a big gap in there between him bringing it up and her finally contacting police.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quote, I was absolutely horrified, she lied. It red flagged a lot of stuff for me because, God forbid, there would actually be somebody too embarrassed to take their child to a doctor who would take them to a friend who is clearly not certified to do these things. But he did say they are legal. I made that last part up. Too nervous to call the Harbor Grace... RCMP's Harbor Grace Detachment. I don't know.
Royal
to
Canadian
explain. Mounted Police Harbor Grace Detachment, which I guess is their office or precinct.
They come on horses.
She was too nervous, guys. Too nervous to call them to explain
what
Chubbs
had
said.
Horses.
So she asked a friend to do so. There are so many characters in this story.
Yeah.
She now has a friend doing her bidding.
You don't directly talk to the Chubb.
Nope.
She's scared to call the police. There's a reason, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
She's up to some shit.
Something's wrong with her.
Yeah.
That's why she waited so long.
Yep. She said it first.
I like your investigation.
How about, let's hear it for the Canadian police. Mm-hmm. She said at first police didn't take her friend seriously and hung up on her.
Oh.
No, ma'am. No, we're not doing.
No.
We're not going out there.
No.
Well, it's a friend of mine. Not really a friend. I worked with her two jobs ago.
A friend of a friend of a guy who's cutting dicks. We don't care.
No. I'm going to transfer you to my friend. His name is Dial Tone.
Wait a minute. That's like being hung up on.
Her friend called back a second time. They finally listened, and eventually charges were laid. Not filed. We're up in Canada. Mm-hmm. They're laid.
They lambed up.
Not only was Chubbs allegedly offering to perform medical procedures without proper credentials, guys, shocker, he also had not finished his apprenticeship to be a mortician.
You're kidding me!
Wait a second!
And that maybe is the biggest tragedy of all this.
Of all?
He's claiming!
I am shocked. And I am outraged.
The RCMP are not commenting on their investigation or lack thereof. The mother said she went to the media to make sure others don't consider getting their child treated by someone, which means she considered it, someone without proper medical credentials. Quote, it's important for people to know that without proper credentials, things could go wrong. File that under no shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I want everybody to know, if somebody does some sort of surgery on you and they're not trained to do it, just heads up.
Don't
it
do
could,
it.
It could go wrong.
Could go wrong. Could go right.
Cut to friend who's like, hey, he did it on me. Everything's fine. Let that woman speak for herself.
Yeah. He's same professional, everybody.
It's a scary thought to think this is going on in a cabin in the woods. Ma'am, it's scary to think anything that's going on in a cabin in the woods. My family has a cabin in the woods. And
you're scared.
Sometimes there's scary things going on there.
And you're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chubbs is scheduled to appear in Harbor Grace Provincial. Say it for me.
Provincial.
Court on April 12th. You guys ready to play a game?
Yeah. Hello?
We already know 23. According to Chubbs,
another good name for the movie.
According to Chubbs. It's like inventing the Abbots.
According to Chubbs,
according to Chubbs.
Waiting for Chubbs. According to Chubbs, any which way but Chubbs, how many procedures has he done?
This is good.
He has said that he has completed X amount of frenulectomies, which is, I think, when you lose a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the room. We'll start with Randy Sklar. You're the guest.
Well, I'll tell you what's complicated about guessing.
Do you want to go first or last? You get to choose.
I'll go first.
Okay.
But I want to say what's complicated about this is, on the one hand, his incentive is to brag and say, I've done a lot of these and it's been fun.
Sure.
On the other hand, he's got to know that every one of these is another criminal charge. The incentive structure here for him is hard to guess.
That would give him forethought and understanding cause and reaction.
Cause and effect. He doesn't get that.
Right.
He's going to be able to track this conversation on Facebook.
It's better for him to come out and say, what are you talking about? Even to the judge, I have done 400 of these, you know. Right. So I'm going to guess he probably claims to have done, I'm going to say 35.
Wow. 35. Whoa. 35. That's Jason Randy, I defer to whichever one he wants to go for next.
I say 18.
18. Oh. That's kind of enough to where you know what
it's
you're doing.
It's enough to be like, I think he's probably done 18.
I'm going to say 24.
24.
Yeah, because he's a fan of the show.
Chubbs. Josh Chubbs, 23 years old. Not a mortician. Not a doctor. Claims to have done more than 50 procedures.
Andy
for the win.
More than 50 in that cabin in the woods.
Double.
I don't believe that it's possible, particularly in Canada.
Are there that many dudes that...
It could be he doesn't understand what a procedure is. So like clipping his friend's nails
counts.
Could be for him. That could count.
Yeah.
But I assume he does mean... He wants to let you know he's done more than 50 circumcisions.
Yeah, this is a real going concern. I'm doing this. It's
he's
happening.
Laid his hand on 50 man other people's.
Also, for the record, I want to say this guy, all he wanted to do was cut dicks.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole story, we wanted proof that he was good at doing it. Yet you take your son to a rabbi or a doctor and just take their... They were good at delivering babies. They're probably good at plastic surgery.
I came here to do two things. Chew gum and cut dicks. It looks like we're all out of dicks. So I just need some more gum.
Yeah, does anyone have any hubba bubba?
All right, we're off and running.
That's
wow.
The first
story
one
number
one.
Cabin in the woods.
Pressing Chubbs.
Pressing Chubbs. We're already off and running. Dumb People Town. Andy Daly, Dave A. Kirk. Stay with us. There's more.
Stick around.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Andy Daly, follow him on Twitter.
He is TV's Andy Daly.
TV's Andy Daly. And speaking of TV, watch his show Review.
You can catch it on demand. You can catch it at ComedyCentral.com. Hopefully in front of the paywall, we hope.
Or on the app. Does anybody use the Comedy Central app?
I think so.
You do?
Yes, I do. I use the Comedy Central app on my iPad.
Oh, cool.
On my iPad. And I watched an episode of Review the other night.
Hot dog.
On my iPad.
All right, good.
I want to tell you, so when I first came out to L.A., I got an internship, luckily enough, at UCB Theater on Tuesday nights, which
Franklin.
For 10 years was just like,
yeah,
it would start
Tuesday
out with
good.
Doug Benson and then do his show. And then if you had a ticket for that, you could stay for Comedy Death Ray, then Comedy Bang Bang. And then after that, they would do Diamond Lion Musical Improv, and then usually like another group. And you just got, literally, it was the best comedy
and
there
was a show
country.
Called CNX Tuesday, right?
Yes.
That was also
that was there too.
That was a good one.
So... Being an intern, standing off to the side, done cleaning the toilets and vacuuming the floor, and the show's underway, and watching you do Don DeMello.
Oh, yeah.
On Doug's show, and you did it other times. That is one of the richest. Because a lot of times, if you're doing like a famous character, you're going in with assumed knowledge already.
Uh-huh.
But have you develop a guy that was so clear and so precise in such a short amount of time, and then just
explain
keep mining that guy.
Can you explain him to the
Don audience? DeMello came about because Scott Aukerman was doing a Christmas episode of his podcast, and I had a newspaper at home with an ad for the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular. I think we were subscribing to the New York Times at that time. And the ad was like Santa Claus and the camel and all that stuff. And then this line of chorus girls, high-kicking dancers, the Rockettes. And I was like, what the fuck is up with that, really? That's weird that there is like this group, this leggy holdover from the Ziegfeld Follies in this children's show. It's just odd.
I saw it.
And so I was just thinking about who's in charge of that part of the show.
That guy.
And so that's Don DeMello, and he's just the most disgusting, horrific monster.
Throw some leg in a kitchen.
Don DeMello, bring out the girls. I like you. That's a little something for daddy.
Don does this thing. He's
speaking to himself.
The first time I ever saw him, Don has this thing where he gingerly takes his hand and like sets it up on the table as you're about to like make a point.
Let me tell you, Doug.
And it would something about you having actresses in the attic that you were currently training.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, oh, my God. It was
gosh,
just...
in pens backstage. They're in little pens.
Wait, what? Is that part
of the training process?
Well, you always want to know where they are. They're right behind the camels.
Wait a minute.
No, the camels.
Are you in any relation to Burgess Meredith? Because there's just a bizarre...
You're going to eat lightning and crap funding.
He just is
as a rocket?
As a rocket.
Oh, wow.
He'll literally just like...
He'll knock you to tomorrow, rocket. You got no problem with a rock.
Love it.
Kit.
But that character, man, as somebody who does characters, it was just so rich, like watching you do that. I love that guy.
Beautiful.
It's so dope.
When you're in a character like that and you know that you've got lots of places to go, no matter what gets thrown your way, that has to be like a great feel, like you're in the pocket.
Yeah, it's great fun. Yeah, to just always know how your character is going to react as horribly as possible is the answer.
Yeah. Just know that that's it. And how he thinks about it is how that person would think.
Yeah.
And you literally are real time. And that's when you're fully engrossed in what it is. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, sometimes I do a show where my characters, I'll do like an hour long show where my characters take questions from the audience.
It's the best.
Always, yeah, it's great fun.
Because you're like, this is how it goes. I know how I'm going to answer this.
We used to end a lot like live podcasts like that where we would let people from the audience just ask whatever character of mine or whoever else we had up there.
Yeah, we'd have like three people.
And it's so much fun.
Oh, it's
because they commit to it too.
Yeah.
You know?
But you just know that you're going to score every time because no matter what they say, you have your attitude down.
Pretty much.
It'll be funny and it'll be hilarious. I love it.
Finding that attitude, that's the key to it. Well, you guys want to do another story?
Let's do it.
Okay. This is kind of fun. This one was sent to me by Don Johnson at Cap'n, CapnDman. I went, Don was at our show in Portland. He came there with his mom. She actually turned him on to Dumb People Town.
Nice.
He was a great dude. And she told me about this newspaper that she had saved this story forever, just in her own personal life. It was made for Dumb People Town. It was hilarious.
Clipping.
And she would always tell people about it. And then when we started doing Dumb People Town, she had said, oh, I need Daniel Van Kirk and the Sklars and
to
whoever
break this
gets
down.
It. Yes. And so I said, take a picture of it, send it to me.
She
hit me up on Twitter and
this
he said,
is it?
Yes.
How old is this story?
It is Saturday.
Oh.
November 27th. 1999.
Oh, jeez. Right.
From the vault.
Yeah,
pre 9/11.
Pre
9/11, we had just moved to LA right at that time.
99. I had not moved to LA yet. I was still in New York.
My last year in New York. 2000.
I did pilot season 2000, and then I was bi-coastal for a year and a half.
So, yeah, Don and his mom are probably listening to this right now. He tweeted at me. He said, at Daniel Van Kirk, it was great meeting you, the Sklars, and Rags at Helium and PDX. Everybody who was at those shows. I mean, the love and it was so great. Afterwards, hanging with everybody. He said, my mom wanted me to send this to you.
Love it.
Hashtag Dumb People Town. I am now going to read you this story.
Okay, this feels.
I will say this before we go.
Piece of the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's what this feels like.
I will say this before we go.
Dumb Sea Scrolls.
As with so many stories in Dumb People Town that come across our blotter, a lot built up before this day.
This is an iceberg of dumbness.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. Here it goes. The region in brief. Man, teen, fight about skinned bird.
What?
Police were called to a northeast. Remember, this is November 27th,
1999. The world was a different place back then.
It was pre-Y2K.
Pre-Y2K.
Who knew what was going to
happen? But we were getting ready for
it.
Oh, shit.
Ready.
Yeah, we were on high alert.
We were 3 months away. We were stockpiling skinned birds.
Yes! You gotta skin at least 100 birds.
Did anybody else have any of those people in their lives? This is before like social media, so you didn't get to see what your aunt thought all the time. But did anybody else have people in their lives who were like, it's all going away?
Yeah.
I was that guy.
You were?
I was totally that guy.
You thought it was going away?
I truly believed Y2K
would be a disaster.
All of our credit card information is going to go away.
Yeah.
The financial system's going to crash.
I thought it was going to be chaos in the streets.
Really?
I had a car parked somewhere.
With a go bag?
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Are you that way in general?
What
do you think about the current administration?
It's bad. Yeah, I'm really worried.
But these guys who are, like, I've had...
I wanted Andy to be like, oh, we're fine.
No. Oh, this is going to be fine. Don't worry. Oh, yeah.
I'm over that. Once I knew that Y2K wasn't happening.
Well, that actually was a big thing.
It was, but
it was
No, but to watch on New Year's Eve
Eve.
What about
like
the Mayan calendar?
Happened.
Did that freak your ass out?
No. Okay. I don't get. That was the last time I really was.
What
like,
about those
God
billboards like 5-7 years ago that were like May 22nd? It's all going down. Remember
yeah,
those
that
billboards
was,
around
was
LA?
The, yeah,
Mayan
no.
calendar 2012.
Okay, I love not. This story, Andy, and I love your honesty about it. So why'd you quit? K's like rolling up, and you just had read enough articles or heard enough potential problems that you were like, I just gotta
I
be ready.
I need an escape route.
And like any conspiracy theory, like. This thing happens anytime you believe in a conspiracy theory where evidence that's contrary to your theory just expands your theory.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was in that trap. Like,
oh,
I was watching
God.
People on TV go, like, experts saying, this is not an issue because it's a very minor computer glitch and the companies have worked to fix it and they didn't even need to anyway. And I was like, this fucking guy is part of it.
Yes.
He's trying to, this
He's
guy's
covering it up.
I can
this
see
guy's going to be on a space shuttle on New Year's Eve.
He wants
going to New Earth.
New
no,
Earth.
I wasn't that bad,
yeah,
but
like,
I really
they're
did.
Putting stuff in mountains, guys. They're putting stuff in mountains.
No, but I really did believe that, like, the people on TV going, this is no big deal. We're just, their attitude was like, there's nothing we can do about it. Let's not let people panic, like, or have a run on the bank.
Now,
let's just, you know what I mean?
Now, you are living in New York at the time.
Yes.
You're from the East Coast, too, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay. Where were you gonna go?
I had a cousin who lived in rural New Hampshire.
There you
and
go.
I was gonna go straight up there, and
New
we
Finland,
were just gonna
Labrador.
Like, I had like a camping stove, and I had all this like canned stuff, and I just thought we're just gonna hunker down.
Can you tell me about the day? I'm assuming the first might have been the first week of January. Might have
no,
been the first week of May.
No,
when
no.
you went and finally were like, I can get this stuff out of this car. Or do you have one ready to go in LA right now?
You should.
What
you should
did I do
this?
With all the canned goods and
it's
stuff?
It's parked
in that
on
car.
Woodman and Hortense.
It's ready
to
go
anytime.
DeLong, Prey, and La Brea, ready to go.
Jesus.
No, it was right away. It was really, I was watching TV at home, watching New Year's Eve hit like across the globe.
Yeah.
And just going, oh, if nothing
okay.
happened. Nothing
yeah.
happened.
Get rid of the
Paris. Nothing happened in London.
I mean, you were ready.
All right. So,
okay, here we go.
So
anyway,
skin birds, 99.
Police were called to a northeastern Salem residence. And it's Thursday.
Salem, Oregon.
Which I'm assuming is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
When a fight broke out between a man and a teenager, leaving several broken home furnishings, a few cuts and scratches, and a naked but cooked turkey. Oh, guys, my screen just timed out. Come back to me. Here we go. Sorry. A naked but cooked turkey abandoned on the living room floor. Turkey's on the floor. Thanksgiving
floor
is
turkey.
Over.
What does that mean that it's naked? It doesn't have those little paper feet on them?
I think we should revisit the headline where they're fighting about a skinned bird.
Uh-huh.
According to the Salem police officer, Bennett Rowe, who knows what he's up to these days.
He's up to a row.
The fight started after the man, apparently, the man, ate all the skin off his female acquaintance's Thanksgiving turkey while she was away.
Oh,
from
I
the
see.
Room? Yeah. I don't know. When the woman and her teenage son returned from a shopping trip and confronted the man about the missing skin, an argument progressed into a physical fight.
Wait.
The man threw the turkey at a wall, shattering a mirror, which is...
29 years of bad luck.
We call that a Michael Keaton, you want to get nuts, let's get nuts move.
Yeah. You want to get nuts?
That's
let's
a Keaton.
Get nuts.
That's a Keaton. Throwing the turkey at the mirror.
A mirror.
My question, did he grab both the legs of the turkey and like, got a
discus? And they ripped
it.
Off, so then he had to pick up the whole thing.
You want this turkey so bad, you'll have to go into another dimension to get it.
He tried to throw it through the mirror. Into an, yeah. Wait, but in everyone's defense, the skin is the best part of the turkey. It's fantastic.
He would agree with you.
It's
I love
fantastic.
That they were like, they say acquaintance, I'm assuming boyfriend. Or yeah. they're in the process of breaking up.
Stepdad?
Yeah. And she says, we got to run to the store because we're out of Cool Whip. He's getting his learner's permit, so I'm going to let him drive. The turkey's done.
Just warm and ready.
All you need to do is sit here and watch the turkey.
Don't touch it.
Maybe I'll just grab a little bit of skin right
now. They won't miss a little bit of skin. Oh, it's all connected.
It's all connected.
You know what? They probably don't.
Imagine my surprise when I realized it was all connected.
You know what? I've eaten all the skin. Here's what I'll do. When they get back here, they can have all the white meat. I'll eat the dark meat.
Yeah, he's willing to sacrifice. Feels terrible.
I'm really giving on this.
Feels terrible.
I just love that they confront the man about the skin, and then he instantly throws the turkey at the wall. He came in. He was waiting for the fight. They
came in hot.
They say anything to me, this turkey's going right.
It's hard to take responsibility.
ready to apologize, but I'm having a hard time imagining his counter argument.
You know what they do?
Should have seen what that turkey was wearing.
You left it here. You wanted that skin? Yeah. Should have taken that turkey with you. Yeah.
What time
you
is
know
it?
Me.
What time is it? Skin time.
The
skin
man time. And the teenager began fighting.
Oh, jeez.
Happy thing. What are you thankful for? Overturning chairs and breaking furniture. This is like a Family Guy fight with Peter and the chicken. Like they are going around the house breaking everything.
Breaking stuff.
They didn't stop until the woman threatened the man with a baseball bat and ordered him to leave, police said. Police declined to release the names of those involved because no one was arrested. We'll just call this a wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The man.
Way, that, no, you know what we call that? Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
that's Thanksgiving. I know.
That's what everyone wants to do on Thanksgiving, but they don't have the balls to do it.
Start smacking. Say one more word and I will
fight. Swear to God. Another fucking word. Look at me. Look at me.
Tell me one more way I'm not raising my kids right.
And the this baseball thing is, bat is right there against the wall.
There it is.
Right there.
This poor guy is having a real Donnybrook with a stomach full of turkey skin.
I know, man.
That doesn't sound
there's no
easy.
Way. There's fighting. No way he can run.
He's fighting. He's like, can we just? Oh, yeah, that is also. It's making me a little tired. So if I'm not fighting up, that's on me.
Putting a little meat in there just to settle it. Settle it.
He's can like I, suddenly Robert Durst the whole time. Yeah. That's what he starts saying.
Yeah. I didn't know. I ate the turkey. Did I have the skin? Was the skin already gone? On? Is that my fault? I don't know.
What did I do? Eat all the skin, of course.
Wait, oh, no.
He goes into the bathroom.
Yeah. What'd you do? I ate the skin, of course. They know you did it. They know.
Also, and I feel like burping. A guy that eats all the turkey skin, then throws a turkey and gets in a fight is constantly asking for a timeout during the fight. Timeout. Come on, God damn it.
He literally
pick that up. Don't pick that up.
What did I say? Time out!
God damn it!
He flipped them the bird. Like, he literally. Did that literally. Like, that's the definition of it.
Flip this bird.
I'm flipping the bird.
The man, in his 40s, predictably enough, told Bennett Rowe, the cop, once he began eating the turkey skin, he couldn't stop.
That's it.
Literally. What do you want me to do, man? I couldn't stop.
Pringles syndrome. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Yeah. Bennett Rowe said the fracas should remind people not to let little things escalate into violence. I love this hometown, Bennett.
Yeah. He found a lesson in this story.
Yeah. He's going to leave us all. Last line. We'll get on this. He left us all with a little advice. Quote from Bennett Rowe, wherever you are right now, I hope you're retired and having a great life, Bennett. He said, quote, there's no amount of turkey skin worth fighting over.
Oh my God!
Happy holidays,
everybody.
That's
a way to live your life. That's a Miyagi. Miyagiism.
I don't know. That should be the phrase.
Think of the but right now, I just want you, in light of this whole story, think of the crispiest, most savory,
the
turkey
best,
skin,
like perfectly crispy turkey skin.
Like it's been in there too long.
I could stop eating it.
Could you stop?
I think I could stop eating it.
I think I could.
It is so perfectly browned and crispy.
But all of it?
Yeah,
all of it.
So you're telling me
a little bit, and it just kept going.
You guys have done a couple Thanksgivings together in your life. Uh-huh. Both of you admit you're not selfish, but you want that turkey skin?
Oh, all of it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Andy, it's fine.
It's all right.
I'm not opposed to it.
The more we're talking about it and I'm thinking about it being like turkey skin, the more grossed out I am.
Why doesn't someone make turkey skin jerky?
Yeah, someone should make turkey skin jerky.
Just dry it out.
But actually, you know what? Now that you're saying this, I don't feel like I get my hands on a lot of turkey skin.
You need to do it, Andy.
But now I'm wondering, where is it going? Who is
somebody in
your
house?
Wife, of our turkey. Your wife.
Your wife and
it.
Your daughters. And you
somebody
need to turn your anger on them.
My family is eating all the.
You
fucking
come back
turkey.
With some cranberry sauce, and that turkey is skinned. Or you fucking throw that thing out of. Window.
My daughter's so cute. She's dancing around, but really, what's going on underneath all that? She's
got a stomach full of skin.
Stomach full of skin.
Two things. I said earlier, Cool Whip on purpose, because if you're putting whipped cream on pumpkin pie, don't ever talk to me.
Who are you?
Oh, it's got to be Cool Whip.
Ooh,
be
yes, 100%.
Interesting.
Andy, I want you.
Yeah, all right.
To tell your family, you know what I would love, guys? Whenever it's Dad's Day, maybe Father's Day, say you want a nice big turkey. Uh-huh. When you sit down to the table and all that skin's gone, pick that sumbitch up and throw it into the wall.
Yeah, just feel what it feels
how
like.
How great of a feeling to take food and just throw it into the wall.
The feeling of the exhilaration
why
in,
the world
in
hates
his
us.
Well, the exhilaration in his body when he's like throwing this against the wall.
It's like it's like the hammer toss in the Olympics.
But in doing it, he knew
that he wasn't going to be cleaning it up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you make a move like that, there's something so awesome and reckless where you're like, I had no responsibility.
So he threw it.
I answered to no one.
This is it. This is a no going back move.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Also, she's like, get out. And he's like, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Just walked out the door.
Yeah. You clean up. You
final
clean
up note?
The turkey juice off the mirror.
I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there in globules.
Final note. As of Christmas Day, 1999. Happily married for 18 years.
The two of them?
I'm joking.
All right, let's take a break. More Dumb People Town with Andy Daly and Daniel Van Kirk with the Sklar Brothers. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Thank you so much. Let me just say this for everybody who's listening to this right now. Take 1 minute. That's all it's going to take. Rate this on podcast on iTunes. Give it 5 stars. That's what we ask of you. And review it. Put one word. Great. Awesome. Love. Whatever you want. Rate and review it. And that will keep us up amongst the top. And that is a great thing for building this thing out and growing it. So I just ask everybody who's listening to it right now, if you're enjoying it, pause it, rate it, review it. And if you're subscribing, that's even great too. And tell a couple friends about it as well. We're going to be in, Austin, Texas. I think it's like the 20th.
You'll be there. Were you in there
19th,
Wednesday?
Yeah, 19th through the 20th,
21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
So the night of the 21st, which is Friday night at 6 p.m., we're doing a live Dumb People Town at the Speakeasy. It's going to be so much fun. We're very excited about that. We have a bunch of other shows that weekend. It's the
going to be hosting the ping pong tournament on Saturday afternoon. That's the only thing going on at like 2 o'clock at the Stateside Theater. And just good fun. If you are there in Austin, come check us out for all of our shows and be a part of it. We might even do My Favorite Murder, maybe.
We'll
see that too on that Wednesday night. But guys, check that out. And then a couple weeks later, we're in Kansas City. We've never been to Kansas City. We're going to do a Finding the Funny there. And we'll be there May 11th through the 13th. So please check us out for that. Anytime people can check you out, any live stuff, do you ever post it up or do you follow you on Twitter for that information?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Right, I don't like to leave the house.
All right. Too much turkey skin. Don't want to see anybody else get it.
We start our own homage to Nick and Crow and John. We just be like, guys, too much turkey.
Too much turkey.
Too much turkey.
Too much
I want to let everybody know that leading into Muntar, I can't wait to do that with you guys. I will be doing the 420 show. That's Thursday, April 20th. I'm headlining The Secret Group in Houston. If you go to www.thesecretgrouphtx.com, you can see their calendar right there and get tickets. They're only $10. Doors open
venue.
At 7.
Great
it's
going to
be so much fun. Show starts at 8. And come see me do some headlining stand-up comedy.
Fantastic. It'll be fun. Ooh,
yeah.
What?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Final story.
Sent in by Farmer73 at Farmer73only.com.
Yep.
We start out with a wonderful, I'm going to read it as the newscaster wanted me to. As if drivers needed another distraction these days.
Oh, God.
An Idaho woman who crashed into a deer on the night of March 22nd claims the animal was chased in front of her by a Sasquatch.
No.
Holy shit.
I
believe her. Let me just start by saying I believe her.
Are you serious?
100%.
Huge. Have you seen the center on the Gonzaga basketball team? That is proof that
Karnowski,
there's a Sasquatch.
That's a good point.
Sorry.
Do you believe in...
That's not fair.
Does anyone in this room believe in Bigfoot?
No.
No.
No?
This story might bring me around.
Yeah.
The unidentified...
Believe in big feet. I don't know if I believe in a big foot.
The unidentified 50-year-old woman from the town of Tenst... apparently became just as
tense,
just that s, as she was driving along US-95 near Potlatch, two locations so far, and saw a shaggy 7 to 8 foot tall creature running after the deer on the side of the highway.
This is the one moment. I hate it when people on Twitter are like, show me a picture, it didn't happen. But this is a moment where I want to be like, get out your phone and take a picture of
also,
it or else it didn't happen.
This is the thing. If you guys have ever avoided hitting a deer or hitting a deer, many people in my family have hit deer.
Could it have been a bear?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. Because why not just say, hey, I hit a deer?
Uh-huh.
Why do you need to say it was chased by Sasquatch?
Yeah, you're now, because what you're trying to say in saying that is this deer was dead meat anyway.
I'm not a murderer. I'm a mercy killer.
Not my fault I hit the deer.
Right. Putting him
he
out of his
dead.
Misery.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that she's at 7 to 8 foot tall. How tall are you?
Yes. 7 to 8?
7 to 8. Are you about a 7 to 8? I'll take that as a yes.
I'm driving very fast in my car in Idaho because there's probably no speed limit, but I'm just assuming from
7 to 8?
7 to 8 feet.
Can you stand next to the road sign? I know how tall that is, just for some perspective.
It's on
can
a slant.
Can you understand
though,
what
so
I'm saying?
Adjust. Yeah, I also, I love that a creature, a mythical creature that I also don't believe in. I mean, I saw Harry and the Hendersons, but they
don't believe in John Lithgow either. So
no, that's true.
No,
he never believed.
He straight up does not exist. He does not. He's not that I know.
He is a figment of everyone's
imagination. They're known for, you know.
Wonderful actor.
They're known for like their staying hidden. Right. I love that she's like, it just ran along the road chasing a deer. They would not do that.
Yeah, they're not hanging
out by the road.
Like
a Sasquatch would blow its cover just to chase a deer.
Just to chase a deer.
I got it.
This is all according to the Moscow Pullman Daily News, by the way.
So Moscow is on the border of Idaho and Washington. Moscow is where...
University of Idaho.
No.
Idaho State?
No. Washington State University.
Washington State, yeah.
That's real?
Wazoo, yep.
Huh. You guys know your stuff.
We performed up there.
Oh, really?
Performed up there.
Stayed at a red line, performed at the red line.
The woman told police that after speeding by, she took a look in her rearview mirror, and the next thing she knew, the deer ran into the road and slammed into her Subaru Forester. Which means...
Did the deer slam into her Subaru
Forester? That's what she said.
The deer was committing suicide. The deer was
enough.
I'm not going out this fucking way, getting torn limb from limb.
I'm not going out this way. I'm going out this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe he literally... This is the worst pun I've ever made. The deer ran into the forest?
I understand if people turn up.
A deer in headlights at that point.
Exactly. Uninjured, she left the area to pick up her husband at work. The hell were you?
That's how the story goes.
Well, it was a Bigfoot. It's always fucking Bigfoot.
Okay. Sure, Colleen.
Colleen. You weren't at the department store at the perfume counter for an extra 29 minutes? There was a Bigfoot, I promise you.
Along the road, and then he chased
after a deer.
Yeah, he chased after a deer,
and I did not.
And the deer jumped in the road and then crashed into the car.
The deer crashed into me.
Yeah, no, I did not drive straight into
like
the
Dave
column
Matthews
of the parking
song, only
structure.
Less tragic.
Yeah. Where's that Sasquatch at now?
I don't know.
I'll prove it. I'll go to the newspapers.
You don't think I'll tell? I'll tell everybody. Would I tell if it wasn't true?
I mean, I'm not going to give them my name.
Exactly.
She didn't. She wouldn't.
She goes to pick up her husband at work, then reported the incident to the Benoit County Sheriff's Office. Police found, believe it or not, no evidence of a Sasquatch at the scene of the accident, which is not far from Moscow Mountain. Here we go, though. The location of several alleged Sasquatch/Bigfoot sightings over the years.
Oh, no.
I love that the newspaper is like, we will say, in her defense, we did
it
get
was
a lot
in
of
an area where we seen a lot.
That's a police officer that's also on board. Right. Like he's
hedging
bets. He's the guy.
Listen, we
he's
hear like, about
he's
this
like,
all the time.
He's like, this is why I get to come home an hour late from the bar.
Let the sheriff make the statement here for a second.
Well, as you know, we've been asking for additional funding for a Bigfoot research and
remember that.
And
you need
prevention.
A Bigfoot committee?
We have asked.
You want a Bigfoot committee?
Sir, we're trying to get a referendum for a school, and you are still standing by this need?
Well,
we need
our armored Bigfoot vehicle just to, because...
Well, I don't know why it has to be armored.
I don't know why it has to be parked at your house on weekends.
We keep it there at my house on the weekends.
Wow.
We want to get a video game system in there,
wait,
of course.
Wait, no. How does that help?
That feels like an excessive addition.
Well, we understand that those sorts of sounds, so we'll draw the Bigfoot toward
the
vehicle.
For the listener at home, I'm the mayor behind the sheriff nodding approvingly, just
time.
Like in favor. These two went to high school together.
Yeah. They want a tank. They want a tank.
You guys just want a tank to take off roading on the weekends, just to run down people's
ages. I'm telling you, Evan, I'm telling you, we're gonna run this goddamn town.
We'll do whatever the fuck we want. I'll back your place. You back mine.
We're iron sharpened iron, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
That's how we got the Bigfoot tank.
We're just driving around. I mean, hell, we put it in parades. People think it's the greatest thing ever.
I went through the drive-thru, scared the shit out of those people. Bigfoot tank.
I think things are getting too hot. We got to put somebody in a Bigfoot suit. Like, we just need one picture.
Oh, shit. I'll flip you for it.
Oh, damn it.
Love it. All right. Well, we talked about Thanksgiving earlier.
Yep.
And we got a certain voicemail, even though it's, for Christ's sake, it's the middle of April.
It is. But, right around the corner is what you're trying to say. Thanksgiving is right around.
It's never
rapidly coming upon us.
It's never too early to think back on some of your fondest Thanksgiving memories. We actually got a voicemail from Mark Wahlberg talking about one of his fondest memories. And it, of course, as you can imagine, it involved Donnie. Take a listen.
What's up, Scar Brothers? How you guys doing? You doing good? Fucking right, you are. Heard you guys talking about Turkey Day, or as I like to call it, No Carbs Day. We got that kind of shit going on at my house. First of all, we always start out with a pull-up off. Donnie loses, so at least he's consistent. And then we sit around and everybody passes food around Donnie. Whatever doesn't get eaten, he gets to have, as long as he does the dishes. The also reason I'm calling you guys, just so you know, June 23rd, Transformers, the last night. Only we spelled it with a K. So is it, does the place say get dark time? Is there like a guy with a sword? Also, get this. You know who's in this movie? Fifth billing? That dude from the guy who tried to eat Jodie Foster from the 90s. He was in Westworld. I'm trying to think of his name. Anyway, he's an old dude. He's in the show. Seemed nice. British fella. And he's in that movie. So it's Transformers. And if you look really, really, really closely in the background, you can see Donnie drinking a Capri Sun. All right. Hi, guys. I'll do my 5K. Right before I do my 22K. I'll talk to you guys later.
22K!
He has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't even know.
Donnie has a lot to be thankful for. I know, it's a lot of K's.
I feel like he just wanted to promote his next movie.
I feel like he just wanted to promote Donnie drinking a Capri Sun in the movie. Is he getting a kickback from Capri Sun?
Oh, clearly. I know how Michael Bay works. Yes. Got a little Capri Sun money.
I feel like it might have been one of those deals where Donnie needed to keep his SAG card.
Yep.
So they're like, just get him in. We'll get him in.
Uncredited. Uncredited, but he gets the SAG.
He gets the SAG.
He gets the Plan 2 insurance.
I love it. Andy Daly, thank you for joining us on Dumb People Town. You have an open invite.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
I love having it. You watch review.
People are really dumb.
They are really dumb. And we like to
try to understand why they are.
Or enjoy it.
I think you hit the nail on the head, though. She was running late, and she needed a bigger story than I just ran
bigger story.
Into the deer.
Commit to the Bigfoot.
Nothing bigger than a Bigfoot.
Because he'll say, well, if you were on time, you wouldn't have hit that deer.
Oh, that's right.
Couldn't avoid it. Bigfoot. Anyway, check out Review on Comedy Central.
On Demand.
On Demand or on ComedyCentral.com. Or use the app. Check that out. And we'll see you guys in Austin, Texas. All of us together for the live Dumb People Town.
Yes.
And thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Press those chubs. Dumb, dumb, dumb.